Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
No fancy notes on my blue guitar. I can't get no antidote.
Merry Winter from Outdoors is brought to you in part by Jack's Outdoors. There are five locations of Jack's Outdoors up and down the Front Range: Cheyenne, Loveland, Fort Collins, Broomfield, Lafayette, and they also have their farm stores. So give them a check them out. If you're headed somewhere today, stop in. They have everything you need for your outdoor weekend. Let's go right to the phones now. And joining us from Colorado Parks and Wildlife is Bradley Boilo, and he's going to talk to us about a program that we've covered before, but it's been quite a while. But it's really interesting and something that maybe you want to talk to your school about getting involved in. And it's a scientific program that not only provides a ton of data, but also a ton of education. Good morning, Bradley.
How's it going, Terry?
Hey, thanks for patiently waiting. I thought the stuff Jim was covering on boating safety needed plenty of time, but we'll spend time on this too. It's important when you're going to be out there. But this is an interesting program. What's the name of the program?
The name of the program is Colorado River Watch. But yeah, I just quickly wanted to add thank you and Jim for talking about that important topic. I enjoy listening to that. But yeah, it's Colorado River Watch. It's in partnership with Colorado Parks and Wildlife, and it's been around for 30 years. We're celebrating our 30-year anniversary.
Yeah, it's just awesome. And, you know, I used to joke because we've had the green movements of late and stuff, and I used to say, you know, the original conservationist was the outdoor public, the hunter, the fisherman, the hiker, the bird watcher. And I used to say, well, thank you to the green movement for coming on board. This really kind of echoes that, because water quality is so important. And the only way we can assure water quality is gathering data. And gathering this data could be a monumental task, but you guys turned it into something fun, educational, and useful. Kind of tell us about it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, before this program was started, the state of Colorado, they were making these decisions on the water qualities without any data. And you're completely right. I mean, the use of citizen science and community science has been so huge. To be able to collect so much data across the state for 30 years, it kind of informs decision makers and the public on how these waters should be treated. There was a clear data gap for so many years. So this program and citizen science as a whole has been so huge.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, you have about 7,000 volunteers that participate, but they're mostly high school students. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. It's around 120 groups, and the groups vary so widely in size. I mean, like you said, there's majority high schools. You know, there's watershed groups, Trout Unlimited groups, conservancies, and individuals. So yes, it's a massive community, and with that, we have data from every single major watershed in the state.
So what's the activities? What do they do? They go out and test the water. Do they how frequently? What do they look for? Kind of give us a little insight.
Yeah. So each group, they test their local watershed once a month. And we give them a kit and all the resources and training, and they test for alkalinity, hardness, dissolved oxygen, temperature, pH. And they also collect samples that we test for heavy metals in the water. And twice a year at high flow and low flow, we test for nutrients as well. And some groups, if they want, they can test for macroinvertebrates to kind of determine the physical health of their watershed, in addition to the chemical health.
Now, and these, they're not out there to necessarily be judgmental. They're out there to neutrally gather the data, but I'm sure that they draw some conclusions, because when you see one river water compared to another, you wonder, is there mining tailings coming down? Is there agricultural things adding phosphorus? Have there been any surprising findings that we might know of?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So we don't analyze the data. We kind of empower them and we train them to make their own decisions on it, on what's healthy for their watershed. A lot of places are different, like you said. I mean, mining has been such a huge part of the state for so many years.
So places like, you know, Left Hand Creek in Lyons, Colorado, it's a huge mining area, and their pH is just notoriously low. But, you know, there's no significant findings. Like I said, we don't analyze the data ourselves. But people kind of make decisions for themselves, and we empower them to do that.
And you've supplied this data to virtually different groups and scientific groups and environmental agencies. Really, it's available to anybody that would like the data. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a database. I'm sure I'll reference it a few times, but ColoradoRiverWatch.org is our website. You can access the data there. We have watershed reports on that website as well. So, yes.
And so now if somebody is listening to this and they said, wow, wouldn't that be great for my high school or my science class or to get involved, how does a school get involved? Is there training involved? What happens?
Yeah, exactly. So like I said, the website, you can go there and you can sign up for a training. And in order for this program to work, we kind of pride ourselves on the quality of our data. It's a pretty rigorous training. We require anyone that wants to join, they have to attend a 4-day training where we'll teach them everything A to Z about the program, how to test, how to collect, and then we'll kind of teach them how to interpret their own data and determine, like I said, we empower them to kind of decide what is the health of their watershed themselves. And so, yes, there is a bit of a wait list for our program if they wanted to join. But apart from that, I mean, I'm kind of advocating for citizen science in general as well. Another great resource if they wanted to get involved, if you're just curious, you want to learn, you want to educate yourself, CITSCI, CITSCI.org, citizen science. It's just a great tool, and you can go to that website and you can join other groups as well.
Well, I'm going to make an editorial comment here, and, you know, we have groups that promote for different things, whether it's our environment, our climate, our water. And the best way to make sure we're making good decisions is to understand the science. Because instead of making emotional decisions or thinking you know the answers, if you understand the science, and getting young people interested in science is going to be one of the keys to really preserving our future. I really believe that.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. And that's one of the more powerful parts of this program is we're able to get these kids, these high school students out into the environment. You know, they're learning all this chemistry and, you know, math, science, whatever it is. And I remember growing up, for me especially, when I'm able to apply what I'm learning in the classroom and apply it to a real life, you know, science-based project, it's pretty empowering. And it, you know, there's tons of success stories that come for this, but one of my favorites is when the student, they tell me, you know, man, I love this program so much. I want to be an aquatic biologist. I want to study that in college. It's pretty special to kind of have those experiences with these young kids.
Well, we're out of time, but if people want to know more about the program or more about your data, tell them again where they can find that information.
Absolutely. It's ColoradoRiverWatch.org. ColoradoRiverWatch.org is our website. And you can find us on any social media, Facebook, Instagram. And I do want to plug the other website again quickly, CITSCI.org, CITSCI.org, if they wanted to get involved in any other citizen science programs.
All right. Bradley, just all great stuff, all important to the outdoors and maintaining the resources the outdoor community needs and the people who live on this planet need. Thank you so much for joining us.
Appreciate the time, Terry. Take care.
You bet. That's Bradley from Colorado Parks and Wildlife. Terry Wickstrom Outdoors is brought to you by Jack's Outdoors. You know, if you're going outdoors, you need something, they say Jack's has got it.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.